You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Goldseth.
Our Set Apart to Serve conversation today takes us to Northern Illinois to visit with two Lutheran school principals.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu.
For our Set Apart to Serve conversation today, we get to speak with two principals. Our first is Kevin Becker. He is principal of Emmanuel Lutheran School in East Dundee, Illinois. Mr. Becker, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
Also joining us today, Kate Telke. She serves as principal of St. Paul's Lutheran School in Brookfield, Illinois. Mrs. Telke, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you for having me.
They're principals. We have to call them Mr. and Mrs.
That's true. It actually does feel appropriate today.
That's right. That's right. So let's learn about the path to where you are today. Kevin, let's start with your story. Tell us about your path to be a Lutheran teacher and principal, your path to becoming a church worker.
Well, my father was a church worker for 40 plus years and principal probably for 30 plus of those. So I grew up with a dad that was at school all the time doing that. And then when I went into education, my original plan was not to be a principal because I saw all the work that my dad had to do. But then you just get that calling. And so during COVID, my wife's like, get your master's, get your principal degree, and then the rest is history. So I've been principal at Emmanuel for the last 4 years.
And Kate, what was your path to becoming a church worker?
Well, I would say Concordia Chicago was a huge influence. My father graduated in the 60s, and he became a Lutheran educator. And as I was growing up, I only knew him as an assistant principal or principal. And I knew in seventh grade, I wanted to attend Concordia Chicago, but it took until I met with our church musician and our organist. He started teaching me organ, and I knew in high school that I wanted to go into church music, which led me to the director parish music program. And at the time, director parish music was an elementary education degree. And while I felt like I went kicking and screaming into education, I found that I loved it. I've always loved children, and to dedicate my life's work to Lutheran education has been really the joy of my life beyond being a wife and a mother.
Kevin, tell us a little bit more about that path that led to the master's degree that led to becoming a principal. Who were some of the key people along the way who were influential in encouraging you along this path in church work?
Well, the original path that led me to church work was in high school, and when you're talking about what you want to be when you grow up, I never put teacher, never put education until a lady that was a member of the Dorcas Society. I went to Emmanuel on Hillside, and she's like, you'd be great as a teacher. And I'm like, no. But then for some reason, next time I filled out a form, I put education. And then I went to Concordia River Forest, graduated there in 96. But the people that I've taught at my first year teaching, I was in California. My principal there, Forrest Adams, was a wonderful principal. Then I went to Marengo. We had an interim principal, but then I was at Emmanuel Crystal Lake for the next 15 years. Pam Saddick was a great principal. Dave Ingerson was after her, was phenomenal. But just all these people, and I was in athletics and meeting principals and athletic directors, just a number of people along the ways kind of like lead you to where you become, and you're like, oh, I like what they're doing. I like what they're doing. And that just kind of applies. But yeah, so being here as principal, I've mentored under Steve Zilke when he was at Schaumburg, just other people that are around. It's just you kind of take from here and there. But yeah, it's a little old lady at Emmanuel Hillside that said you should go become a teacher.
And thanks be to God for those little older ladies.
We all know them.
Who encourage us to consider how our gifts might be used in service to others. And fun fact, I think three out of the four people in the conversation today cross paths on campus at Concordia University Chicago then. Kevin, if you were at Concordia University Chicago in 96, I think Kate and I were there at the same time as well. That would have been my first year.
I probably were.
Yeah, I transferred in. All right, Kate. So tell us about the key figures in your life who were part of your formation, whether those it was those who influenced you to consider church work or those who were part of your formation, whether it was in middle school, high school, or at Concordia?
Well, certainly my mother, learning it at her knee every day when she would get us up before school and talk about the Bible and and give us the foundational knowledge of the Bible and have very deep conversations as we grew up. But I would point directly to Mr. Clowitter, who had been a teacher at Lutheran South there in St. Louis and then became the music director of my home congregation in Zion. Harvester and those pastors there were extremely influential. And then when I got to Concordia, you know, of course, I have to point to people like Geishan and those that I learned alongside and learned with. That those people were extremely helpful in my formation. I would even point to Pastor Ball, who I had the joy of getting to know while we were in college together and learning from him about the confessions, and then having the opportunity to work with him at St. Paul Hamel, where I had my first opportunity and choice really to either lead the school or lead the church music. And there were people there who said, I think you should be the principal. And so that was my my entree into being a school leader. And it has just been a wonderful, wonderful ride. And all the pastors that I've had, Pastor White was extremely supportive, and board presidents who have helped guide me through this process, but also encouraged me to work with these children and these teachers. What a joy.
Kate, tell us about the school where you serve today, St. Paul's Lutheran School in Brookfield, Illinois. What's unique about it?
I've heard it described as a country church in the middle of Chicago. You know, it's a Chicago suburb, and, you know, we're 20 minutes, we can get on the train and be downtown. And but the presence here is has the feel that I remember in Southern Illinois at Hamel. So it has a very similar closeness, family connection. It feels very much like a country church, and they are they sing so great and are enthusiastic about their hymn singing, and they are fiercely committed to the TLH, and which I find endearing and sweet, and they're fiercely committed to the confessions, and that shows forth through their commitment to their children, to educate them, and provide a classical Lutheran education to the students here in this area.
Kevin, tell us about the school where you serve, Emmanuel Lutheran in East Dundee, Illinois.
Oh, as our people around here say, we're the best little secret in East Dundee. it's we've been going around. I got a picture on my wall. We've been our 150th anniversary was in 2011, so we're at like 165 ish around there. So we've been around for 165 years. The building that was the new building, the state of the art, was built in 1912. That's our current school building. The school building predates the church. We built a school first before we built a church, but we've been going around, going strong since 1860. So we are a strong, you know, group of people here in the middle of East Dundee. But we are vibrant. We are growing. So our enrollment for next year is already more than what it is currently this past school year. So we are doing a lot of things in terms of outreach. But we love to get people in our church. We have three different services, and they're all three kind of different. But our biggest service is our 10:30 service, which is a contemporary service. We have a ton of young people and young families. And then either we get them in our school and then they go to that church service, or we get them in that church service and they come to our school. But it's one of the things that we are proud of, just all three services.
Becoming a principal, a school leader isn't a small task. There's a lot that goes into it, time and money and family sacrifices and all of these things. Share with us why it's important for you to invest all of your resources, your personal and family resources into Lutheran education. Why is it so important for you to do this vocation, to do what you're doing, Kevin?
Because we need Lutheran schools. Lutheran schools are vital in this day and age of what's going on in society and in public schools. We need to teach, as Pastor Taney said, we teach truth. And that is something that is important. And if we don't have Lutheran schools, I'm scared to see what would happen in our education system. But we need leaders. We need leaders to lead those schools. And so, yeah, the schooling that I took to get here, it was hard, but it was worthwhile, the things that you learn. But I am so supportive and of Lutheran schooling that it's something I knew I needed to do. And it's something that I want to do and continue to do. And if we can get more Lutheran schools built and going, that's awesome. But we need good leaders.
Kate, how about for you? Why was this investment in Lutheran education, all the preparation and formation and today what you're doing as well by investing in Lutheran education, why is that so important to you as well?
Well, this is about our children. And I like to think about and hail back to, you know, I have the background of my ancestors that were part of the Saxons that came over to educate their children. And I see this as just a continued part of the legacy of sharing Christ's word with these children for generations. And most importantly, that we are forming little Lutherans to carry this forward. And most especially that these children will die well, because what we do is eternal.
We are talking with principals of Emmanuel Lutheran School in East Dundee, Illinois, and St. Paul's Lutheran School in Brookfield, Illinois, for our Set Apart to Serve conversation. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six churchwork programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future churchwork students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared-to-serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are in our Set Apart to Serve conversation today, talking with principals in Northern Illinois. Kevin Becker, he serves as principal of Emmanuel Lutheran School in East Dundee, Illinois. And Kate Telke serves as principal of St. Paul's Lutheran School in Brookfield, Illinois. And we talked about the investment you make in Lutheran education, why it's important to you. How do you integrate your passion for Lutheran education into your school curriculum, into your relationships, those who you interact with on a daily basis? How do you integrate that passion for Lutheran education into everything around you? Kate?
That's a really, really good question. Because, you know, every decision and every plan that's made is set to support our teachers to do what they do. When it's choosing curriculum, it's ensuring that it is delivering the great treasures of God that are good and true and beautiful. But most importantly, that it reflects the good gifts that God gives to our children every single day. And that we want to create a sacred space of learning every single lesson and cultivating that and in encouraging our teachers to see what they're doing as and what they're giving the children as important. Because then once they see that and that they see the value that they're giving the children, then it permeates everything they do. And so there's a lot of education, of our teachers and giving them the reminder of our confessions and having them in the Word as well, that we are doing this together, but also working as a partner with those parents to continue to help them in their work and vocation of training their children in the Christian life. So it's all connected.
Kevin, what about you? How do you integrate your passion for Lutheran education into your curriculum, your life, and your relationships?
Oh yeah, we're training kids to be like little Jesuses through, not just in school. Yeah, we got the curriculum. We teach it in just not just in religion class, but in all phases. But to go out in the world and to share that with their friends, their family. One of the things that we did this year is we got shirts that kids can wear that say our name on it, and then our tagline, which is educating with purpose, rooted in faith. But it gets the word out there, like we're little missionaries. So whenever I meet people ask, what do I do? Oh, I'm Kevin Becker, I'm principal at Emmanuel. And they'll be like, oh, where's that? I'm like, it's Kitty Corner from the Dairy Queen. So, I mean, just getting our name out there, but it's also just teaching these kids that what you learn about Jesus is not just here during the school day. It's going out and telling people about Jesus. And so we're integrating the faith in all aspects of life.
So let's talk about forming church workers and the culture that happens when we're thinking about future vocations for the kids that both of you get to teach and interact with, and the families that you can get to interact with. How do Lutheran teachers and principals cultivate a culture of church worker formation and recruitment in our Lutheran schools, Kevin?
So one of the things that we did this past year during Lutheran Schools Week is we did Career Day. And so the kids would get, and we had family groups, and so they would go around in different careers, and we had different people come in and talk about careers, but we also had our pastor and DCE talk about their career. So that got the kids going. But any chance I get, if I see a kid that I think would be a good teacher, good pastor, I'll say, hey, when you're a teacher in the future, or hey, when you're a pastor, this is something that you can do. So that's one of the things that you just kind of plant that seed, like that little old lady did with me. Eventually, maybe that seed will sprout and they'll become a good teacher, become a pastor, become a principal, whatever it is.
Kate, how about for you? How do you think Lutheran teachers and principals can cultivate a culture of church worker formation?
Well, I think it first starts with me, right? Where I share my joy in doing that work every single day, that they see that this is joyful, exciting, fun, that they too can join in on the fun if they wanted to join us, right? So there's that. It's an attitude that that I need to bring to it every day. If I look like, I'm haggard and tired, why would they want to do this job, right? And I want to encourage our teachers to do the same. I remember a phrase someone used in the SLED formation program that I was part of, where, you know, if the principal gets a cold, everyone gets a cold. And so making sure that that joy is expressed in every aspect of that, but also encouraging the children to consider it. I think Kevin, you know, echoing what he said, that just saying it out loud, mm-hmm. you know, and telling them, I think you'd be really, really great at this, and recognizing that in our children, telling them that, boy, I think you should consider being a pastor or consider being a teacher. Those things need to be said by us, and then also encouraged to be said around the parents, so that they too can also encourage that as well. Mm-hmm. But also going to the Concordias and talking to education students and making sure that they know that Lutheran education is a great viable option, and it's a joyful place to be. If they hadn't considered full-time church work, now is the time to do that, because they may want to be a teacher, but maybe didn't think about Lutheran education. So showing up at our Concordias, telling them about our schools, and telling them, you know, what a joyful vocation it is. It would be helpful. Is helpful.
What would you say, Kate, you mentioned parents being a part of shaping this culture. What would you say, or what do you say to parents today to help them have conversations about encouraging their kids to consider futures in church work?
Well, parents love to hear that we recognize that we know their children and that we love their children and we see that the gifts that they have. So, you know, by communicating to families that say, you know, this is what I see as a gift in your child. That's the first inroad I see for parents, because I think parents do see the value and the in their own children, but when they see that other adults recognize that, and I personally found great benefit from other adults who fed into my daughters and why you know, their vocations are going to be centered around the church as well, was not all because of me. It was because of these other adults. And so to invest in speaking to those parents, reminding them that, you know, this is a great place to be, and it helps keep me centered in God's word as well. I mean, what a joy. I get to go to chapel every day with these children and hear God's word. I get to be reminded of the catechism every single day in our memory. That's good for me. That's not only good for the children, but it's good for me, and it's good for our teachers, and it's good for my Christian life. So reminding the parents that this is an avenue where they know that they'll be able to be in God's word all the time. What a gift.
Kevin, what do you say to parents who about having conversations with their children and encouraging their children to consider full-time church work?
Well, as Kate said, I mean, she was spot on there, but it's all about the relationships. And so one of the things that I like to have is good relationships with parents. And if they see that, you know, that I model, you know, being a good Lutheran teacher, and they see the other teachers do it, and then you build in those conversations that, hey, yeah, your kid's has like a future in this field as well. I think that goes a long way. So, but yeah, it goes back to the relationships. If you have that with parents, they might, when their kid gets older, go, hey, you know, remember back in Emmanuel, your teacher said this. So that would help.
Both of you have spoken very highly of the vocations that you get to do right now as principals and as teachers, the joy that both of you have in serving in this kind of role. What would you say to someone who might be teaching right now, but not in a Lutheran school? What would you say to them to maybe encourage them to think about going through the process to become a Lutheran educator, Kevin?
That's a good question. Yeah, because if they're in like the public school, I mean, it might be a financial reason that they're there. We can't support that, but we could give them a lot more joy. Just there's a little bit more freedom, and you get to tell people about Jesus. I mean, that's the greatest story ever. And you get to share that every day with kids. How better? There's nothing better than that. So, if you just share the joy of what you get out of teaching in a Lutheran school, that could go a far way with, people that are maybe thinking about it. We have had people that have asked to interview here, that were in the public school because they're tired of the politics and the bureaucracy and all that other stuff. And so we have had people inquire about it. So it's an interesting thing that might happen more and more as the years progress.
Kate, what about you? What would you say to someone who might be considering being a Lutheran educator?
Well, you know, to Kevin's point about the financial impact, I do remind teachers that, there are far more benefits that we can point to as Lutheran educators that go beyond financial, but also the way the public school structures their salaries and what they present is not, doesn't really compare apples to apples with how we present it because of, you know, our benefits and so forth. So it is not, often I find that the comparison is pretty close, a lot closer than I think that what we tell people. I think that we do work really hard. I know I work very hard to ensure that our teachers are paid a living wage and are and are paid competitively because the worker deserves his wages, right? And so, and part of that comes with a commitment on my part to be supportive of our teachers and help develop them in their role as a Lutheran educator that goes beyond just teaching children to read and write, but to also to understand and to deliver the word when they're teaching with words.
So many things to think about, whether you're talking with parents of children or talking with others who might be educators, who could be potential Lutheran educators, Lutheran teachers as well. There are paths to that as well. We've talked about colloquy and opportunities to become a Lutheran teacher through colloquy as well. You can find more information about becoming a Lutheran church worker, including a Lutheran teacher, at lcms.org/SAS. Our guest today, Kevin Becker, principal of Emmanuel Lutheran School in East Dundee. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And Kate Telke, principal of St. Paul's Lutheran School in Brookfield, Illinois. Thank you so much, Kate, for joining us today.
Always a joy to talk with you and Sarah. Thank you.
Again, you can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.